For our top agent interview, I'm so excited to have Amber Kramer with us today. Now, Amber is a new State Farm agent. She's just wrapping up her first year, and she took over a book. And Amber's agency did 101 life apps in their first 6 months, and they've done another 40 in the last 90 days. And Amber's agency was ranked number 13 among all new State Farm agencies. So I'm so excited to have you with us, Amber. Thanks for joining us today.
You are so welcome. I'm very excited.
Oh, great. So Amber, start off and tell us just a little bit about your agency, just so we can get a snapshot.
So we are located in Rock Springs, Wyoming. It's a smaller community, but we do have several State Farm agents amongst many other companies. We have a little over 2,000 households, and I have 7 team members, some of which joined me after I took over the book. So,
Got it. Excellent. Now, start off and tell us, I'm just blown away that you guys have done 110 life apps, and I want to hear about that. But maybe start off, I know you guys do a lot of appointments. I know you're doing a lot of Your World appointments now, but you started with Simple Conversation. So maybe just talk about how you got involved with the Risk Advisor and the Your World Conversation.
Great. No, I'd love to share. So I first learned about the Risk Advisor group and the Your World Conversation with my prior agent, actually, showed me a little bit about the Your World Conversation. And then my field development agent was doing the Your World Conversation in his office with all of his team members. And I thought it was a great, easy way to share with customers about their situation. And then when I went through my internship, State Farm was really pushing the Simple Conversation, lots of role plays, and so I felt really impelled to do all Simple Conversations. So when I started my agency, I taught my team members a Simple Conversation, but I could see the struggle with how long and how hard it was for them. So I went back and forth between what I thought would be a lot easier for our clients to understand and what I thought would be easier for my team members to be able to we do their appointment process and really do a good job for the customers. And so I was going back and forth. And so I met you and your team in a study group in Chicago and finally decided that the right thing for my agency and my team members would be to do the Your World with Risk Advisor conversations. And so that's when I started training my team to turn over a new leaf and have been very happy ever since.
Oh, that's great. And I think you guys, you said you've done about 300 of them so far, maybe. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, we hold anywhere from 80 to 120 conversations with our customers every single month. We have my entire team conducts appointments. And so we have anywhere from maybe 4 to 8 appointments per day running through our office. And my entire team feels very comfortable with having those appointments and doing Risk Advisor. And so we have a lot of appointments per month. And so we've had that many appointments and they're growing and doing a really good job.
Fantastic. And I know that client focus is one of the appointment setters or is the appointment setter you've been using. And so they're helping you guys set appointments. Is that right?
That's correct. We are one of their bigger agencies that they have to set appointments with. And I think that what the key is that each one of my team members has learned the Risk Advisor process and the Your World Conversation, and they're comfortable and they feel that they can do that. And it's not just the agency or the agent that does those conversations. And so because I'm having everyone do that, we have such a large amount of appointments. And so it works for us.
Fantastic. Now, walk us through just a little bit, just in your opinion, you transitioned from Simple to Your World. What would you say are the differences, or why do you like Your World better, maybe? Just however you want to describe that.
Well, so you're getting through the finding out what's important to a customer. It's the basic simple idea of doing the same thing, but you're fact finding, you're finding out what's important to them, and you're moving through the conversation in a much simpler and easier way, illustrating it all on one piece of paper, and the customer is engaged, whereas in the simple conversation, it can be three appointments doing the same idea. And so, I think your team members can understand it because it's easy to see all on one piece of paper, and they can remember it, and they don't have to fumble through a long, lengthy process. And so I think that, and I also feel like for the customer, they can visualize what you're trying to accomplish, and they can be a part of the process as well. There's so many pieces in the simple conversation that you have to remember that you can kind of lose track very easily.
Yeah, so. Yeah, got it. All right, well, listen, I'm just thrilled to hear that's working well for you. Now, one of the things that everybody's going to want to know is, you know, you guys sold 101 life apps in the first 6 months and then another 40 in the last 90 days. Tell us about that. How have you become so effective at life insurance?
I think that it's just as simple as making the customer understand their picture, making them understand what the need is, and, you know, helping them find out where their gaps are and just helping them accomplish that by just having those conversations. And I think also, you know, finding all the pieces to the puzzle, like having a lot of conversations, it's a law of large numbers, and then helping my team feel comfortable in their own skin. And, you know, risk advisor is one of those pieces of the puzzle, because you can make them feel confident in having those conversations and training and, you know, having a lot of role plays. And so I think it's just making all those pieces of the puzzle fit.
Got it. Very good. So it sounds like with you, you've got a process that's working, and you're running that one process a lot, you know, 300 Your World appointments per year, and then just really getting the team comfortable having the conversation and just going over it and over it and over it and doing it as many times as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Just having a process, like you said, processes are very important, and practicing those processes and making people feel comfortable doing those processes is exactly the key.
Got it. Now, Amber, I know you are part of Steve Wilmer's Infantry Training School, and you guys are going through that. Talk a little bit about that. What have you been doing? What have you learned? What's happened because of Infantry Training School?
Well, so I met Steve in the same place in Chicago with you, and, you know, he was very exciting and positive. And so he did a call with my team recently, and just looking at their faces and seeing them light up at his positivity and the words that he uses with teaching them how to change the way they speak to customers made me realize that it was something that we needed as a team. So we've just started and had a couple calls, and they've drastically change the way they think about themselves and the way they can talk to customers. And so I feel like it's going to be instrumental in the way we work as a team and how we do our appointments and how we do everything. And so I'm very excited about the process. He's an amazing, amazing trainer. And so it's just another piece to the puzzle that we needed in our office.
Yeah, excellent. I think that's so smart. You know, All Steve does is train. I mean, he is a professional trainer. He's just brilliant. And so he's got such an advantage. And so I'm just thrilled that you're taking advantage of everything that he has. So way to go on that. Now, just a couple of other last quick little questions. Are there any books that you read or your team's reading? Anything that's helping you develop yourself and your team?
So before meeting with Steve, because he has a lot of book recommendations for our team as part of his training process, which they're working on that as well. We do a book club. We train for an hour every morning as part of our process, just to kind of meet and group and develop each other. But we do a book club, and part of our book club is finding books that can help us with ourselves and our clients. And so we have read books such as The Power of Zero and different books that kind of can help them develop for learning what helps them with clients as far as understanding life insurance better or understanding how to sell better. So things like that. So we definitely always trying to read.
Got it. Got it. And you already touched on one of the things I was going to ask. I wanted to hear about your meeting rhythm, but it sounds like you, you and your team meet each morning for an hour and do training and that sort of thing, role play.
Yeah. So when I took over the agency, we changed our hours an hour back. So instead of opening at 8, we open at 9. And so we take that extra hour for us to meet and role play and work on our processes just so that they're always developing and training. So it could be product knowledge we train on. It could be role playing. It could be just whatever it is. And we just kind of repeat always.
Got it. Got it. Excellent. Last few little questions. One that I always like to ask is, if another agency wanted to have the kind of success you're having, you know, top 13 among all brand new agencies and, well over 100 life apps in the first year, if another agency wanted to have that kind of success, what advice would you give them?
Always take a positive attitude, surround yourself with agents and people who are like-minded, constantly be trying to improve upon yourself, invest in your team because they're the ones that are going to make you successful. And so, you know, like having risk advisor, having good trainers like Steve, those are the things that are going to make you successful. And so I just feel like those give back to the community because they're the ones that are going to make your business successful as well. Those are things that are important to me.
Yeah, excellent. And I'm sure that they appreciate the fact that you are investing in them. And I know that they can feel like they are growing as a person, you know, beyond just a sales producer, but they're growing as a person. They're probably growing in their relationships and with their customers as well. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Last question, and that is there anything that I did not ask you that you'd like to share with our mastermind members?
I think that this is a really good process that I think that will continue to always make sense for your customers and for your team because it's simple. And sometimes the most simple things are the things that just work forever. And I remember hearing about Your World about 2 years ago. And even though it wasn't drawn out exactly the way it is drawn out now, it made sense and it still makes sense to me now. So I just think simple things are the best thing.
Yeah, excellent. Oh, I can't. Amber, just thank you so much. This has been a great interview. I know our mastermind members will appreciate hearing about what you've done. And if I can ever return the favor, I hope you'll let me do it. So thanks so much.
Thank you, and I appreciate you so much.
Okay, talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.